like when you could take from last year, or is the learning process completely from ground zero?
It's kind of completely different. You know, it's a whole nother offense, different terminology. Right now we're in the beginning stages. Still learning where to line up and different things like that. A lot of different routes, learning how to run those. So we're looking good so far, though.
What do you like about this game?
That you get to do everything. We move around a lot. It's hard to classify you as one position because we do so much. And I like that part about it.
How are Chris Sims and Kyle Orton looking?
They look good. They look good. You know, we've been working a lot in practice and afterwards, working on timing, just getting that so we can click better. But out there, 7-on-7, they look good. Things are going smoothly.
How would you classify or describe Orton's game and then Sims' game?
It's real early. It's still early right now. It's hard to say. They're both really smart quarterbacks. You can tell they take care of the ball, students of the game. So from what I can tell right now, they're two good quarterbacks.
Do you know if you're being used in kind of a Wes Welker role with this offense?
It's hard to say right now. You know, he wants us to learn all positions, so we can move around and do whatever's needed. So right now I'm just doing what's best for the team and whatever he wants me to do.
What do you think the strength of this offense is going to be? Mostly scheme wise.
We can change it up and do a lot of different things. We got good skill positions everywhere. I mean, we got boatload of running backs, good tight ends, and good receivers. We're still growing, still learning the system, and we may add new people in with the draft. So you never know. We're still just coming together as a team.
When you say that Kyle and Chris are both smart, intelligent quarterbacks, how do they show that?
You can just tell by the way that they carry themselves in meetings. They're staying after. They're here early. Last ones to leave. Those are good signs that you want to see from your quarterback.
When you got a new scheme, of course, there's more study and competition. Because New England is known for adjusting from week to week, as a wide receiver, do you have to be more of a student of the game in this scheme?
You do. You got to know the playbook inside and out. They want us to know what the defense is doing, which is very important with this offense, because you got to be able to adjust to what they're doing. And that's how you have success in this league, being able to adjust to what teams are doing and countering that.
I know you probably can't talk for everybody, but as far as maybe yourself goes, how long does it take to learn a scheme like this? I mean, you guys going to be up to speed in June or training camp or September? How long is a process like that?
You never really know. It's, like you say, it's different for everybody, but... I mean, I'm having fun so far. It's good learning different things, learning the different terminologies and everything. So, I mean, we're taking it one day at a time.
Any chance to talk to Brandon much? How's he recuperating? How's he feeling? How are his spirits?
He's good. You know, I talk to Brandon every day, you know. He's doing good, growing as a person, learning the offense. So he's coming around.
How much have you grown from where you were last year, your game? Talk about your development, off-season work, getting acclimated to the NFL, just kind of a year since the draft?
I'm still trying to learn from the veterans. You know, you can never stop learning. You can never know enough about the game. Learning a new scheme, learning a lot more about different coverages and everything. I'm just trying to refine the little things, going back and looking at film and making sure my technique's right. So, I mean, just overall working on every part of my game. Whatever they want me to do, you know. We really haven't had that discussion yet, so, I mean, I'm up for it. It doesn't matter. It's whatever's best for the team. If they need me out there, I'll do it.
Do you study film and look at it and say, I want to improve on this area? I mean, can you pinpoint things from your rookie season that you could work on?
It's different from week to week. You know, you see different coverages. You're going against different defenders, so you attack them differently. So, my main focus is every day in practice, find something to get better at.
Do you watch any Patriots film? Last year to try to get acclimated to the offense and see what maybe Welker does or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to look at it on film and go out there and do it yourself. I mean, we've been studying the playbook and seeing it on paper, but it's a lot different going out there and doing it. So the film that we've been watching of the Patriots is really helping us out a lot.
Eddie, what's your favorite memory from draft day last
hearing my name called. You're sitting there anxious and nervous the whole time, and then you finally get a phone call. You got your friends calling you, so you never really know. But then when you see that number that you don't recognize, that out-of-state area code, I mean, that was the best feeling in the world. I just remember hugging my mother. She was in tears, so that was probably the best one for me.
How does a player look at the draft? I mean, fans get all worked up about it. Who's coming in? I mean, do you look at it as, what's my competition, or how's this team going to get better in the draft? Or you just say, I don't even worry about it, and see when they show up?
It's tough because we're fans too, you know. We love the game so much. So, I mean, we watch it, we pay attention, but, and then you really never know. I mean, it's not about competition. You want to improve your team. You want to be the best team that you could be. So, it's never about any competition. You see certain guys, you're like, man, I like that guy on my team, but, I mean, you never know.
So just on TV or whatever, you've done a little scouting yourself?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I got a little Mel Kiper in me. I've been doing my research.
You haven't let Josh know, or have you?
Nah, I leave that up to them, you know. I leave that up to them. I wish I could, but I don't want to step on any toes.